Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a pleasure right now to welcome Icky Woods, the former Bengals running back, to the Zach Yelp Show. Icky joins us today on behalf of a charity that I absolutely love and I believe in the cause, the Gridiron Greats. With all the great people, Mike Ditka and Ron Jaworski, they host an incredible event each and every year at the Super Bowl. And always they partner up with Mark Singleton from Rudolph Foods and always Pork Rinds as well. So we'll bring in Icky Woods right now. Icky, thanks for the time. How you been?
I've been good, my man. How you been?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. When was the last time you did the Icky Shuffle? I remember the commercial a few years ago. You keep on doing the Icky Shuffle each and every football Sunday?
Not every football Sunday, man. I break it out sometime, man, but can't break it out if my Bengals don't start winning, man. You know, it's kind of rough to sit back and watch my Bengals right now, man. The defense is not playing well, but I tell you what, that young kid, our little quarterback, man, he's getting it done. I can tell you that.
And that was some game on Sunday. I know you got your emotions played with when it looks like they were going to win the game. Burrow to Bernard, and then Baker Mayfield marches right down the field and finds Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Yeah, it was a rough one, man. You know, we got to do a better job on the defensive end, man. You know, anytime your offense scores, you know, more than 24, you should have an opportunity to win, man. And our guys on that defensive side of the ball is just not getting it done.
When I look at Joe Burrow, I'm very impressed. I was impressed last year. We all know the great rise from LSU. You know, I don't even know when that guy was going to be picked last year, and then he has the undefeated season, the greatest college football season I've ever seen from a quarterback, and he cements himself as the number one pick. What do you really like about him early on, even when he doesn't have a very talented roster so far?
Well, you know, I just like the way the kid comes out and commands, you know, he commands respect from the defensive side of the ball on our opposing defenses, and they know they gotta come to play, man, because he's just unbelievable in some of the things that he's doing right now, man. The way he's has got four or five straight 300-yard games, man. This is it's unbelievable, man. But I tell you, if we had a little bit of help on that on our defensive side of the ball, man, I think that kid right now would be 4-1-1, man. He would be have a winning record right now.
Icky Woods, do you understand what Carlos Dunlap did, Paul? He wanted to get out of there, and now he gets traded today to Seattle. Not a bad upgrade for someone that's a little bit older, right?
No, it wasn't a bad upgrade at all, man. But, you know, I can understand where, you know, Carlos is coming from, man. You know, they're not playing him. He's an all-pro. And I don't understand what's going on with our defense, man, down here in Cincinnati. But, you know, hopefully we can get that corrected. But, you know, it's unbelievable at what's going on down here defensively, man. It's I don't know what's going on. Just hopefully we can get it corrected down here.
How far away do you think this team is? Like, no one expect them to do anything this year. But do you think they could at least improve next year? Can they maybe get to 6-7 wins next year? Is that asking too much?
I think they can, man, if they address that defense, man, and, you know, get some guys in there who could can play. Well, I ain't going to say it. I think it's our coaching staff, man. We're just not we're not good. We don't have a good coaching staff, and I can't understand it. You know, you got a bunch of talented guys out there, and I think that's why Dunlap wanted out, man, because you know they're not putting these guys in the right position, man, and they're not using these guys in the right way. You know, I don't know where our defensive coordinator came from, but he's not doing a good job at all.
I know you're disappointed with the defense. The head honcho is an offensive mind. Do you see some signs that Zach Taylor could be a good head coach, or are you just still not sold yet?
I'm not sold yet, man. And Zach's done a good job because he's got the offensive side of the ball moving. It's that defensive side of the ball, man, that's giving us a bunch of problems right now. So, the offensive line has played well the last couple of games, but our first few games, you know, our offensive line didn't play well. So we got a lot of improvement to make. But, you know, let's get on the pork rinds, man, and talk about the gridiron greats, man, the great things that they're doing with the older players. Helping older players get, you know, the much needed help that they need, you know, especially guys who, you know, having medical problems. The gridiron great steps in and help those guys get things done the way they need it done. I know they helped me get my knees done, so I really appreciate the gridiron greats.
How are you feeling these days? Feeling good?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. Doing great. You know, I got a few aches and pains here and there, but that goes along with getting older as well. But, you know, I'm doing great and having fun. You know, hopefully we can get through this pandemic that's going on. And, you know, it's that really put a monkey wrench in everything. But, you know, but life goes on, man. We got to keep moving.
So tell me a little bit more. Gridiron Greats also. You have Southern Recipes and all they do with Pork Rinds Appreciation Day and the partnership with Gridiron Greats. The floor is yours. Tell me what everything I need to know.
Oh, yeah, man, that's a great partnership. And they also given away this year $5,000. So if you want to get registered for that $5,000, they can go online and at porkrinds.com and get registered in that. And like I said, the Southern Recipe, their Pork Rinds are doing a great job. And Gridiron Great is doing a wonderful job as far as helping, like I said, helping the older guys get the medical attention that they need and helping them get the get through some of the aches and pains.
Baker Mayfield's been struggling. You got to see him last week, and after starting 0-for-5, he went 22-of-23, 297 yards and 5 touchdowns. Icky Woods, I know you're not a big fan of the Cincinnati Bengals defense. You made that clear. Is that more of the defense he was going up against, or do you think Baker's starting to hit a turning point in his career and turning things around?
I just think it's the defense he went against, because if you look to the defense that he played the week before, the Pittsburgh Steelers, he was horrible. So we'll see what happens, man. Baker's a good quarterback. I think he's he has a good nucleus there in Cleveland. They're doing a good job right now with what they have. And we'll see what they do this week, if they can come out and play. But they're playing some good ball because they're 5-2. You know, they got a winning record, so they're doing some good things. When Baker comes up against a bona fide defense, he doesn't do as well or handle himself as well as he should. But he's getting better every year, and we'll see what happens. You know, I always like to see the Ohio teams do good, so I'll be rooting for Cleveland sometime when they're not playing the Bengals. So hopefully they can get it done.
Now, before we let you run, Icky Woods, wrap it up with him. You know, who are the running backs that you really like in the National Football League right now? Is there a back or two that catches your eye?
Oh yeah, man, that kid out of Tennessee is doing a great job right now. The Henry kid is just phenomenal running back. And kid down in Minnesota, I think he got hurt, but he was doing Devin Cook. He was having, you know, he was having a great year, and then I think he tore ACL, so he's out for the year. The young kid down there in Carolina doing a great job, the McCaffrey kid. So there's a bunch of good running backs out there. Plus, I got one down here in Cincinnati that's not too bad. Joe Mixon does a great job. Him and Giovanni do a pretty good job. But yeah, there's a lot of great talent in the NFL.
No, I know that you're not going to be happy on Sunday because Derrick Henry probably going to run right through the Bengals defense, right?
Man, why you had to bring that up, man? Right, yeah, man. I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday, man. Yeah, we got Derrick Henry coming in here, man, and I know they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers last week, so I know they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. So I just hope we can, you know, our defense can muster something up. I don't think they're going to be able to stop Henry, but hopefully they can slow him down, and hopefully our offense can get out there and have a great game and, you know, and be competitive. Hopefully they can compete.
Yeah, I don't see it. Porkrinds.com, SouthernRecipeSmallBatch.com, GridironGreats.org, Icky Woods. You know what? God bless you. Hopefully you got a better defensive performance coming up in the near future.
Hey, Zach, I appreciate you, man. I really do, man. You guys go to Porkrinds.com and check it out and help the Gridiron Greats, man. It's a wonderful organization, and so is Rudolph Foods and Pork Rinds. Check it out.
You got it. Thanks so much. There's Icky.
All right, Zach. Thank you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.